of mind, attitude. It's not like that. It appears like that. It appears like that. And it appears like that. So that in our everyday life, if we are not careful with our motivation, if we are not careful how to live in the way of living the life, which means the motivation, you see, the attitude, if we are not careful in the you see, if we don't pay attention in our daily life, the motivation of life, the walking, sitting, sleeping, so forth, you know, even we do meditation, that say, by knowing how to meditate, that by knowing how to meditate, is how to meditate means, you know, by generating, first we make the mind become dharma. First we transform the mind into dharma, then with that dharma mind, we begin the meditation. You see, then this is the correct way to meditate. So the meditation becomes dharma. In this way, the action of meditation becomes dharma. So similar, the how to live the life means you see, first attitude becomes dharma, then with that attitude, then one live the life, one do the active works, one do the activities. So in this way, then our daily activities do not become, you know, the cause of the sufferings, cause of the lower realm sufferings, doesn't become cause of the problems and cause of the lower realm sufferings. So that. That all kinds of very strange, you know, all kinds of shapes of animals in the ocean. Even you see, say on the ground. In the forest, in the different places. However, all sorts of things, unbelievable things. All sorts of things, you know, unexpressible. So that some are like a water bubble. You know, some are say like those fish, certain fish, certain animals. That there's no solid body, kind of like, you know, transparent. I would say. There's all sorts of things. The animals born, see, taken such a shape as a rebirth. I may say, unbelievable. See that, you know, that how is possible to. You know, have such a rebirth. All sorts of things that there's one there's one big fish, I think, which lives in the part of the ocean where it's a very deep ocean where it's very dark, where there's no light. I think there's in Atlantic Ocean, very, very dark. No light, it's very, very, very dark. And cannot see anything. So those large animals, small animals, whatever, those animals. So the babies comes out. However, like a mountains, like a sand grains of mountains, like that piles of animals, very dark. Whatever they see in the front of whatever animals, you know, next to their mouth, whatever is round, then they eat. I've seen a TV that when I was in TV or book, I don't remember. I think I have some kind of memory that I've seen in the TV in Adelaide, which are called retreat, but I realized also watching TV. So so there's a section of there's a program on animal. I think also there's a book of that one, I think. There's animal book. There's a book on animals, you see. There are all sorts of, you know, the shapes of animal that are very peculiar ones. Anyway, the point of what I was going to say is this. There's a big fish that which has a light here, which carries light here. Light, exactly like the person that who dives in the water wearing the flashlight, you see, on the head. So exactly like that, there's big fish that where there's dark place in very, very, very deep water, and dark. So then this fish has a, you know, light, has a, you know, exactly round, you see, flash, kind of like having flashlight, exactly same light. So those are very interesting karma. It's an unbelievable karma. You can see something you can see by eye, you see. It's not a story that 1,000 years ago or something like that. If it's something written in the text, then one might say, "Oh, that's the Buddha's time, many thousand years ago. Now it doesn't exist, or now you don't see, or something." However, anyway. That the you want to see worm, that's worm, no worm, or say worm. You want to see worm or that is completely attacked by hundreds of ants biting. Even one ant comes on your body, bites, you can't stand. Even one is tiny. The ant is very tiny. I mean, they're big ants, but they are big ants. But anyway, this normal one, the small ant that we see in the road, we see in the house. So this one, you come across the body, bites, you see. It's painful. You know, can't stand. You know, difficult to make charity to the ant. Very difficult to make charity, you know, to the end. Very difficult to have compassion to the end. So now, here we have, at the moment we have a human body that unbelievable, is your protection, see. That see, you're so more powerful than them. You see, so powerful. You see, they can't. They're so so pitiful. See, so tiny body, and however, now this worm, you see, attacked by. Many hundreds of ants, and then you see that the worm, doesn't have any weapons. Doesn't have any weapons. The hands cannot take out the ants. Doesn't have hands. Even those flies has hands, but still can't take out the ants. The ants grab on the hand. the fly with the ants. The ants holding on their hand. You see, hand or leg. Anyway, so that. So you want to see like that? You see. Then I can remember that I have also created various karmas. You see, like that. And there are many negative karmas that I have accumulated like this, that are not finished yet to experience. So, you see that possible, you see it. If this breath is stopped now, then you see, I could be like this. Next, you see, that after this, after this, he may reboot. I could be this. Could be like this worm and being attacked by many hundreds or thousands of ants. You see, so much suffering, no opportunity to practice Dharma, and so much suffering. So like this, as in everyday our life, as we see suffering beings, just around us, even we don't see with our eyes exactly what described that that you see in the teachings the hell what is described that you see that there's nothing beauty you see that the whole ground just fire is fire. The imprint, which is experiencing the imprint, you know, left by the karma, the imprint is manifest out. You see, imprint is actualized, manifest out. That this negative imprint manifest out. You see, in this appearance, in a hell, appearance of a hell. So where one cannot see one single beauty or nice, only object of fear. So, anyway, so all those things that as it describes, you know, unbelievable things, in the teachings, that those major hells, those major hells, even one, oneself as a human being now, see that one doesn't have clear of ones to see those hells with one's own, with your own. One doesn't have omniscient mind, one doesn't have clear, even clear of ones that to be able to see those suffering realms that other beings are experiencing, or that other beings are seeing, which is the appearance of those suffering beings of the need karma. However, that these things, what we see in everyday life, that, so if we can relate to our mind, you know, what we see in it, we say, one should remember there's a connection with your own mind, with your, what sufferings, what we see around, there's a connection to one's own everyday life mind. that is the negative attitude. Ignorance, anger, attachment, this negative, disturbing thought, mind that which is possessed by the disturbing thought, delusions, and self-cherishing thought. So, and action motivated by this, so there's a connection. These sentient beings was so pitiful, so much suffering. there's a connection. So this here, here, these negative thoughts that we have in everyday life, you know, these are the cause. These are the cause of this, you know, this the rebirth of this the evil gone realm or the suffering migratory being. So what I see here, this is the result of this attitude, you know, this mind. So like that. Mind and actions motivated by these negative thoughts. So there's a connection. There's a connection. So like this. Then also this way, it helps to generate the renunciation of samsara, you know, to cut off the ignorance and attachment. You know, it help it that. So this way, seeing suffering beings, whether it's human being or other, a living being. Animal being, so forth. It does not become just scenery. It doesn't become just the scenery. it becomes, say, it becomes also, say, that it makes to be thoughtful. See, it reminds one's own life when we see other suffering beings. If we look at this way, by relating to one's own mind, then it makes to remember one's own life, to remember one's own attitude, attitude in everyday life. It makes to see one's own karma. Then also it inspires to purify. It inspires to practice. You see, then it makes to think solution. And solution is there's not a solution except only practicing Dharma. That is purifying the karma that is also accumulated. To purify, then the other solution is to not create the cause of these sufferings again. So it involves two things. Dharma practice, but it involves two things. One is purification, one is living, one is abandoning the innate karma, you know, protecting karma, abandoning innate karma. And that abandoning the karma. So, therefore, abandoning from those two, purification and to not do again. Purification, the Dharma practice to, you know, the purification, purifying, and the second thing, you see, the other thing, to not create again the cause of the suffering. which is more important from those two Dharma practice, from those two solutions, what is more important is to not create again. That is more important. So if that part, to not create again, if one doesn't put effort into that, if one doesn't pay attention to that, doesn't put effort into that, and if one does purification, you know, constantly, you see that even one does purification, but it depends on how much karma gets purified. It depends on how perfectly the practice of purification is done. You see that the remedial four powers, you know, having strong repentance. You see, feeling sorry for having done the good karma. So to be powerful, one should not just think the words. That one has to feel in the heart that you see strong feeling of sorry having done this negative action. So anyway, so depending on, you see, doing the purification, you know, what is perfected with the four remedial powers, and how strongly that is done. So it depends on many things. Depending on that, we see that much get purified. So therefore now, to not create again, that is very important. That is very important. Uh, note clear again. That you see, that's very important. So that one complete nikkama, you see, that for example, say the that heresy, ill will, those are the, this is the, those karmas, and then those net karmas. Net karmas to the speech, you know, that with the bodies, the stealing, such and conduct, so forth. So that which is done, base, thought, action, goal, that which is all complete. So this, each of these actions, this nikkama has four suffering result. That, you know, suffering rebirth, the experiencing result, the experiencing the you know say ripening aspect result ripening aspect result the the imprint left by nirkama is a truth aspect. Truth. You see, it's manifest out a truth aspect. You see, the aspect is what? The hell. You see, the rebirth, the birth of the hell, then hunger caused animal. So those, you see, in that, you see, in that suffering body. That, see, imprint left by nikkama is manifest in that aspect, in that, you see, body, suffering body. So, then the other one is even one was born in the human realm, then one experience that. That experience results in the cause. That, for example, the heresy, you know, then one was born as a human being. One was born as a human being. Then you see, it's very difficult to understand the karma. You see, because past life, heresy, this life, very difficult. So when one's born as a human being, very difficult to accept, very difficult to understand. You know, even somebody explained to you, no way, somehow the mind, somehow you see, you see, there's no space, you see, in the mind to understand that, to accept that, to fit in that. There's no space. Mind is like a rock. That you see, it doesn't make any sense to that mind. I'm talking about karma, or talking about karma, empty or emptiness. It doesn't make any sense. You see, it's nonsense for this. You see, for this mind is you see, all this is not true. You see, for that mind. So somehow that due to past life heresy, that heresy, is it towards the Triple Gems, Buddha Dharma Sangha? Is it towards heresy towards the Dharma in the past life? So, very hard to understand very hard to generate, to find faith in these things and to you know, to feel. So, for somebody, even from very beginning, you see, for some of the mind, from very beginning, you see, when you hear, you feel like home. You feel like you're home. That when you hear karma, you feel like you're home. It is nothing new. You know, you feel like nothing new. That is this is what you, what actually you, without it, before meeting Dharma, before hearing Dharma, this is what you've been feeling. This is what you've been thinking from child time, from childhood times. This is what naturally you've been thinking also. Or however, you see, when one hears, one feels this is true from right beginning. And also talking about emptiness, so forth. For somebody's mind, all these subjects become ridiculous. Ridiculous. That doesn't make sense. You see. So you can see now that what caused why people have different, different character of mind, different personality, mind. You see, one can understand, one cannot understand at all. You see, can never find faith. One can find faith immediately. So, it's the experiencing results from the core. So, experience and result similar to cause. Then there's a process, and there's a positive result. Then you see. That being the place, one positive result of heresy. One is the one where one live. See, before there's productions of gold and precious things, oils, things coming. You see, now when one come to live there, then these things not happening anymore, or become more scarcity. dirty things appearing to oneself as clean. Reality isn't suffering, but reality is suffering, but appearing to you as a pleasure. You see, reality is a suffering, but appearing to oneself as a pleasure. When one has problems, one could not find refuge. One could not find anybody to help. You see, one could not find refuge. One could not find guidance. You see, when one is into trouble, you see, could not find refuge. And no protector, no savior. that is it. Then creating results similar to cause, doing the same thing. So there are four things like this. This same thing, the covetousness, ill will. So this complete these four things are perfected. Then there are also four suffering results. These karmas have four suffering results. the covetousness. You see, then that experience and result from the cause is that, you see, your wish doesn't get fulfilled. that due to past the karma and the covetousness, which is part of attachment. You see, so this life, you see, your wishes doesn't get fulfilled. Like some things, like, you see, some things that is a one with attachment, is not for to benefit of a sentiment or for teachings or, but just for with a self-cherishing thought, with covetousness, you see, for oneself, want to have this, want to have. If somebody's helping, you see, somebody who is a wealth, you see, helping, then you see, now, even with self-cherishing thought, with the, you see, for one's own happiness, not because for the sentient beings or for benefit sentient beings for teaching, nothing to reason because of others, but just mainly because of one's own happiness. then you see the self-cherishing thought and covetousness. Then one cling you see, to receive the wealth for oneself, the other person's wealth, so then you see, to say, didn't want other people to have. See, so the motivation, the want to have, is a motivation impure. You see, like this. So there's covetousness. So they see, which one decides to, to have, not allow other people to have, oneself to have. So, you see, which is the completion, which is the goal, the completion of, you see, the covetousness. So, then they say result, experience a result, similar cause, you see, then one's own wishes, and the, you see, later, the one, however, as a result of this, then one's own wishes doesn't get succeed, because other people interfere. So, things like that. So, this is just, description of our normal karma. It's a description. You see, why the wishes doesn't get fulfilled. That, you see, it's describing the cause. What is the obstacle that interfere to, you see, can't bring out, the wishes. So, anyway, so like that. So you see, so again, practicing the joyfulness, practicing the joyfulness, to rejoice, and however to have, however the motivation to be pure, you see, to say, if it's covetousness, then one should change into, bodhicitta, that higher motivation into bodhicitta, even say that the best is the best. So this way, with bodhicitta, wishing to have the world, wishing to have others' world. You see, with bodhicitta, wishing and to have, you know, wealth, to receive wealth from other person, you see, doesn't become negative karma. You see, it's generally wishing to have the same, but here now wishing to have, you see, a different for, you see, for the teachings of Buddha or for the sentient beings' happiness. The goal is for the sentient beings. So, however, you see, one can wish, but there's different. You know, with the Buddhist, one can wish, but you see, there's different goal than previously one with covetousness. You see, and self, and then especially self-cherishing thought. So this does not become cause of unsuccess, you know, cause of unfailure. So like that, say, practicing resolvefulness is very important. Become the cause of success, you know, for oneself. That now in the future, see. So now, so like this, that the so therefore, anyway, so four self-result to each one, the, you know, each of these ill will and covetousness, the netkarma about it. Stealing certain conducts, so forth. that besides ripeness, but result, rebirth in the Lord, that the one latter one was born as human being, that the other friend or other companion is not is harmonious with oneself, you know, thinking opposite, thinking wishes are opposite than your wishes. You see, comparable, the other person become compatible, compatible, so comparable, compatible or not comfortable, not comfortable, compatible. Comparable. That's right. Thank you very much. Then get possessed by other that say, one doesn't get belong to oneself and get possessed, you know, belong by others. So things like that, disharmony, and then that the experience and results of the cause, then possess a result in the filthy, dirty, muddy places, unclean place. So the times, time to time, when we are in such a place, we are crossing such a place, we are filled with dirty place, muddy place. Times when we experience this place, and those that times we experience the positive result of that karma, that net karma, and then creating results similar to cause. Be doing the actions again. so creating results from the cause again, that has four suffering result, produce four suffering result. Then that one of them is creating results from the cause. So again, that produces that complete action or the complete karma has produced another four suffering result. Then again, from that, so it goes on. So you see, goes on and on and on. day without end. So like this is from this one. Now here we're talking like this, one negative karma. Here is one negative karma that is done today. The one complete negative karma that's done today. You see, one complete karma that is done today. So this is four suffering zone. So you see, so it goes on and on and on. It's a life to life. You see, so it goes on and on like that, you know. Experiencing suffering, creating again, so like that. So without end, goes on like that, you see. Until one purify this karma, or until one purify this karma, and make it complete, we purify this, you know, that completely, that you don't have to experience anymore the suffering result, such as doing the actions again. You see, the doing the karma again. So you see now. I think you see the remedy for powers. You see, to not, you know, at the end, you see, the last power to not commit again. So this now, this one, this last power. So there are four remedy, four powers. So each one of these is method, solution to stop experiencing this four suffering result. So to not, at the end, you see, to not, last power is to not commit again. So this one helps to stop. This one making determination, this helps to not experience, to not experience the creating results of the cause. You see, that which is the most harmful one is worse than the hell, because hell is only, the hell is just for some time, just for, you see, until the karma finishes. You see, there's certain duration. But this, this creating results into the cause, this doing again. So this one is more harmful than the hell. produces again, goes on and on like this. From this one karma that has started today, you see? Then from this, if you don't purify, with the remedy four powers, which contains, you see, the power to not create again, which stops the creating results from the cause, you see, this doing the action again, you see, which stops that. So if you don't purify and change our actions, for example, you know, living in the vow, you see, protecting karma, or living in the vow. It is taking vow to not engage in this, to not create this. So, as long as we don't first thing is in this case, if you don't purify. And second thing, if you don't change our attitude and action, that is to not commit. So if this is not done, then you see, then the today's one need karma, complete need karma, its results goes on and on without end. So this is how we make endless samsara suffering. So you see, one can now each one needs karma, how harmful it is, you can see, and also you can see what can be done for that. Is there are two solutions. Here just we're talking about one need karma, but then there you see so many need karma. It accumulates today in this life from beginner's past life. So therefore now so what I was saying before is that even say the by changing mind and then change action means you see protecting the karma, renouncing that negative karma. So that becomes very important. That become very important. So this way, one do not create extra net karma. Whether one purify or not, whether one is doing practice of purification or not, but the main point is you don't create extra net karma. So because of that, I was trying to mention that from those two, on that. To not create again, more important. Otherwise, the purification has no end. The preliminary practice has no end. So like that. So the conclusion going back, the conclusion is so the body, even one's lay, that there are lay vows. So what is one, or two, or three, or four, whatever number of lay vows. Anyway, maybe time to stop. So whatever number of lay vows was one, or two, or three, whatever one can. So that's it becomes so central. It becomes so central. It's like a jewel. You see, it's like jewel. It's like wish crown and jewel that becomes so precious. You know, it's a source of your happiness. And now in the future, whatever, whether it's one or two or three, is a number that one can. So now going back to the previous talk, so the whole thing, you see, now. So the body in our everyday life, too. That the putting all the energy, all the attention, all the effort in the good heart, in the motivation, good heart, in our everyday life, or say. Attitude of living the life, you know, to put all the energy, say, attention, say, effort as much as possible, the good heart, if possible, the motivation, bodhicitta. So, again, this become, the answer for everything. This become answer for everything, for all the success and to be by all the. problems of life. So subdue one's mind so that one can, you see, maintain one has led to the others and delusions, but particularly the self-cherishing thought and this is the teaching of the Buddha. Maybe break. Okay. So that's okay. Yeah. Don't